Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q2 FY25 earnings conference call of Aditya Birla Real Estate Limited, hosted by Batlivala & Karani Securities India Private Limited. As a reminder, all participants' lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Amit Srivastava from Batlivala & Karani Securities India Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Nami. Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of B&K Securities, welcome you all to the 2Q FY25 earnings conference call of Aditya Birla Real Estate. We have with us from the management, Mr. R.K. Dalmia, Managing Director, Aditya Birla Real Estate Limited, Mr. K.T. Jitendran, MD and CEO, Birla Estates Private Limited, and Mr. Snehal Shah, CFO.
Amit, even Mr. Ajay Gupta, our CEO for Pulp and Paper, is also there.
Okay. Sure, sir. So Mr. Ajay Gupta, our CEO for the Pulp and Paper division. So we will start the call with opening remarks from the management, which will be followed by Q&A. Over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the earnings conference call for the second quarter and first half of the financial year 2025. To start with, let me first inform you, as you may have already known, that our company's name has officially changed to Aditya Birla Real Estate Limited in line with the company's strategy to continue to expand the real estate portfolio. Let me now take you all through the financial highlights, followed by the business-wise operational highlights. For the second quarter of the financial year 2025, the consolidated turnover of continuing operations grew by 32% year-on-year to rupees 1,121 crores. EBITDA for the quarter grew by 50% year-on-year to rupees 99 crores, with EBITDA margin reported at 8.8%. The net profit from continuing operations was rupees 13 crores for the quarter. For the first half of the financial year 2025, the consolidated turnover of continuing operations grew by 30% year-on-year to rupees 2,260 crores. EBITDA for the period grew by 5% year-on-year to rupees 223 crores, with EBITDA margin reported at 9.9%. The net profit on continued operations for this period was rupees 40 crores for the quarter. Now, let me take you through state of the key highlights across our three business verticals, starting with real estate business. During Q2 financial year 2025, the Indian real estate sector continued to experience a robust demand driven by factors such as large space requirements, enhanced amenities, and a desire to secure a well-designed living space, boosting the luxury market. Tier 1 cities are witnessing steady demand, while Tier 2 cities are emerging as a new investment destination due to infrastructure development, improving connectivity, and affordable pricing. In Q2 FY25, the revenue of Birla Estates grew by 500% year-on-year to rupees 254 crores, driven by continued deliveries at Project Alokya in Bengaluru, Birla One in Kalyan, and Birla Navya Phase 1 in Gurugram. EBITDA was reported at rupees 28 crores, representing the EBITDA margin of 11%. During the quarter, we launched three projects, namely Birla Anayu in Walkeshwar, Birla Ojasvi in Bengaluru, and Birla Trimaya Phase 2 in Bengaluru. For the quarter under review, we achieved booking worth rupees 1,412 crores for our already launched projects, and collection remained strong of rupees 644 crores from all projects during the quarter. We also made two major acquisitions during the quarter, wherein we acquired ownership rights of 10 acres of land parcel in Murli with a GDV of rupees 14,000 crores. And we also acquired 5 acres of land parcel in Gurugram, NCR, with GDV of rupees 1,400 crores. In other updates, Birla Niyara MMR received 5-star rating by British Safety Council. Our outlook on the sector remains positive, fueled by robust demand from high net worth individuals, non-resident Indians, and growing aspiration among urban elite. We expect the growth momentum to continue, driven by strong economic fundamentals and favorable policy measures. Now moving on the pulp and paper segment. In Q2 financial 25, paper board and tissue prices continued their downward trajectory, with average net sales realization down by 4% year-on-year, were almost at par with vis-a-vis previous quarter. Production and sales volume increased by 8% year-on-year and 13% year-on-year respectively. Sales volume increased by 10% QOQ, driven by growth in both segments. Sales volume Q2 25 increased by 7% YOY and 9% QOQ. However, EBITDA decreased by 22% YOY and 10% QOQ due to lower NSR, rising input cost pressure from increasing wood and imported pulp costs, thus constraining profitability. Demand for writing and printing paper remained subdued in Q2 FY25. Import quantity has also been seen an upward trend in copier segment. The company continued to implement various cost reduction initiatives to counter these market conditions, like increasing fiber line production, subsequently enabling substitution of imported pulp on tissue machine. Bamboo usage also increased 30% to reduce production cost of captive pulp. We started the oxidized white liquor plant to potentially reduce caustic consumption in fiber line pulp production. On the sustainability front, the company developed 18 nurseries in 11 districts to increase wood catchment area, with about 97 lakhs plantation completed Q2 FY25. The company generated 131 metric ton of compressed methylene gas from wastewater and utilized the same instead of LPG in tissue machine. Company is also taking various steps, various strategic measures like reworking the copier market strategy to revamp product portfolio. Additionally, B2C strategic initiatives are also under construction stage. The new products are being developed in writing and printing paper segment. On the market outlook, writing and printing paper demand is expected to improve Q3 FY25, driven by publishing season and anticipated release of government standards. Tissue demand in Q3 FY25 is expected to remain low post-festive holiday season. Board demand is expected to remain subdued due to tapering of festive season demand. An excess supply of cost-competitive import is expected to aggravate the pricing pressure in the domestic market. The decline in international pulp prices also expected to impact export and increase low-price import in excess of anti-dumping regulation. The impact of low demand excess supply imbalance leading to inventory accumulations at all major paper producers expected to contribute to continued pricing pressure. In conclusion, Q2 FY25 has been an overall good quarter, driven by stellar performance by real estate business, and we are therefore strategically expanding our real estate portfolio. With that, I will now conclude our opening remark, and we can start the question and answer session. Thank you, Jen. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Karan Khanna from Ambit Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. KT, just a couple of questions from my side. Firstly, on the NCR portfolio, in 1QFI25 presentation, you had mentioned that the launch of Delhi Mathura Road project was planned for this fiscal year. But in the 2Q presentation, this is not featured in FI25 launch pipeline. So what could you elaborate on the reasons for this delay? And secondly, the presentation also doesn't talk about the Noida land parcel which you have taken under development. So could you provide more insight into this project as well in terms of arrangement, revenue sharing, etc. between the company and Lotus Group, and what can be the anticipated development potential for this project?
Good afternoon, Karan. The first one, question on India Hume Pipes. Though we are trying to launch this project in this quarter, but it looks unlikely because we are not able to make enough progress on the approvals. So it looks difficult for us to launch this project in this financial year because of the approval issue in New Delhi. So it may take more time. That's why we have put it out of guidance. As far as India Hume Pipes is concerned. As far as Noida, we have signed a binding agreement and there is certain pre-conditions precedent which the JV partner has to fulfill. So until that is completely complied with, we are not talking or disclosing the other commercial details of the project. Once we get that cross that bridge, then we'll be happy to disclose all the other details because it becomes relevant only once those preconditions are met.
Sure. Thanks for the clarification. Just a follow-up, by when do you expect these terms to be complied with by the partners?
Our expectation is that before December we should be able to do this.
Sure. That is helpful.
Yeah.
Sure. The second question on Worli, you have 2.5 million square feet of development potential besides Niyaara Phase 1, 2 and 3. And now you have also acquired 10 acres of land parcels from the Wadia Group. So with the optionality with Century Bhavan, so how are you planning, strategically planning the launches in this micro market, and how should we assess sales momentum in the micro market based on the expanded land portfolio? And as a follow-up, when do we expect the launch of Birla Niyaara Phase 3? Any specific milestones or considerations that could influence this timeline?
Yeah. So Karan, we have a pretty strong inventory in Worli. As it's a very valuable inventory. It's a very strong market. Inventory levels are at a very all-time low. I think it's a good place to accumulate good assets at very good valuations that we've been able to accumulate. What we are planning is that we would be aiming to launch Tower C, which is our last phase of Niyaara, next financial year. Simultaneously, we are also thinking of launching this. That we have our plans for launching this newly acquired asset of 10 acres, at least one phase of that. The others, like the 2.5 million, which the adjacent land, that may take a couple of more years to get launched. And we will think about Century Bhavan and how to time that, because that is still under plans.
Sure. This is my last question, given where the leverage is, you're at about 4,500 crores. Going forward, how are you thinking about business development? And likewise, where do we see this number settling at in terms of leverage, given the construction and the upcoming development pipeline that you have?
Yeah. So if you look at our current acquisitions, we have acquired this year about 21,000 crores worth GDV with an investment of only 1,500 crores. I think we will keep looking at value accretive, good value projects whenever we get an opportunity, either through JDAs or through, you know, such very good valuations we get at outright or deferred outrights. That will continue to be our strategy. On the debt position, I'll just tell you, basically, let's look only at the standalone level. Our gross debt is about 3,581, if you see, and there is a cash balance and other liquid investments of about 600 crores. So we are roughly around net debt of 3,000 crores, and we can straight away, we can easily borrow another 2,000 crores if required. That is one part. So, and we don't look at the subsidiaries borrowing, because in any case, their borrowings don't come into the calculations of the standalone borrowing covenants that we have. So, for the construction finance, etc., I think they already have lines for most of the projects, except that, you know, because of very good sales velocity, we are able to finance the construction costs so far out of the collections that we receive. That is not a problem over there too. I don't see the borrowing increasing in the subsidiary. So we have enough firepower at the moment, if required, to, you know, invest in more properties, more projects if required.
Great. Thanks, KD. Thanks, Neil, and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Raj Rishi from DCPS. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hi. Any plans to raise resources at the project level?
Resources? You mean to say funds or what? Equity? No need at this point of time, but we may be open to, you know, some private equity investments if, you know, there are the right partners. We're open to that for further, you know, expanding our business portfolio.
Okay. And yeah. In the previous call, I think you had said in 3 years' time, easily you could cross 10,000 crores. So could you comment on that?
Annual sales, right? That's what you're meaning, right?
Yeah.
So we stand by that.
And the real estate scenario over the last few months and years has been very robust, right? Especially in the area you're addressing. So what's your assessment of the future, like from here onwards for the next, whatever you can foresee?
So Raja, as we, you know, looking at the inventory levels, etc., in all the four major markets where we are operating and all the micro markets that we are looking at, it looks like a very good bet for the future, for the coming few years. Inventory levels are still high, are still pretty low. Number of players are less, supply is less, comparatively less. Supply is increased in some markets, definitely. But still, I see there is a very good leeway for strong branded, trusted brands, players, etc., for to have a good run for at least the next 3 to 4 years.
And what kind of price movement do you see in the markets you operate? Like, what is your perspective?
Difficult to predict, Raj. So we just in our calculations we take about 5% per annum sales sales increase, but largely we take a call just before the launch. What's the market's position, and accordingly price the project.
As of now, you don't see the prices going down from whatever levels they are at?
Oh, no, we don't see that at all.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pinaki Banerjee from AUM Capital Private Limited. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for the opportunity. And sir, there's a news article last week that you have opened your first international office in Dubai to cater to clients in the Gulf region. So, sir, can you show some light on this matter and how much revenues are going to expect in future from this region?
Dubai office. Yeah, so we had actually opened the Dubai office last year.
Okay.
And as a part of a strategic expansion for sales, and I'm very happy to say that our recent launches, we had substantial bookings from Middle East. So I think we're very happy with that, and revenues are growing pretty strong. And we may be open to strategically opening offices in other international regions of growth also.
Okay. And sir, and my last question is just a hypothetical one, sir. Actually, you have just changed your name from Century Textiles to Aditya Birla Real Estate. And going by what your current presentation, you have shown that the optimism is more towards the real estate than your pulp and paper business. So, sir, do you have any plans to actually demerge the business to unlock value in future?
At the moment, Pinaki, we don't have the have any plans at the moment.
Okay.
The reason why we changed the name, there are two reasons. One is to give the connotation of being part of the Aditya Birla Group.
Okay.
That is the Aditya Birla part. And second is to provide focus on of the investors that we are focusing more on the growth of the real estate business.
Okay.
Because most of our fresh capital allocation, whether through borrowings or in case tomorrow we raise any money or through equity, will be only towards the real estate business. And
okay,
the paper business has to sustain itself on its own internal cash flows.
Okay. Fine, sir. That's all from my end. Thanks and all the best for the future.
Thank you. A gentle reminder to the participants. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Dixit Doshi from Whitestone Financial Advisors Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, our balance sheet as of September, does it reflect the deal that we have done with Bombay Dyeing? So the land is part of the inventory, and the if we would have taken some loan, that is also part of the loan that we're showing in this balance sheet, or
yes, it is. Yes, it is, Dixit.
Okay. And sir, this booking value, if you can give us a breakup, the project wise of the booking value.
Yeah, those bookkeeping questions we can take later also.
Okay, no problem. And if you can help us till date, how many Niyaara Phase 2 units we have sold?
Niyaara Phase 2, yeah, means Silas. Silas, you sold about 77 apartments.
Okay. And sir, in the segmental result, we see that because we have around 9 to 10% EBITDA margin, that I can understand is because of the head office expenses, which
of project margins are about 30%.
So if you can help us, what kind of head office expenses
if there is some more clarity you need to understand is that the EBITDA margins are overall. And we are not recognizing the EBITDA of the real estate business because it is on from an accounting perspective, we can only recognize the EBITDA once the finished goods are handed over to the customers. So that is a bit of an anomaly for us because, and yes, of course, the corporate expenses are growing in line with the growth of the real estate business. HO corporate expenses are not going up. It is the expenses of the real estate business which are going up in terms of corporate overheads, which is in line with our budget and it is in line with the growth that we are planning.
Okay. So I understand that we book revenue when we deliver the project, but the sales that we have booked today, those projects would have been delivered, but the cost is also booked at the time when the sales is booked, right?
Correct.
So that's why I was trying to understand. So the only factor which dilutes the EBITDA margin could be the HO cost, right?
The HO cost has been there. You are talking about HO as a parent HO or you are talking about HO of real estate?
Of real estate, sir.
So and also all the launch costs of the new projects, no? When we launch new launches, the sales, marketing costs, all of that get expensed out.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you. That's it for my side.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Biplab Debarma from Antique Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon, Biplab.
Advance Diwali wishes to you all.
Thank you. Wish you the same.
Sir, I have three questions. First is on the FY25 guidance that we have earlier guided around 7,000-8,000 crore. Are we still sticking to our guidance looking at slippages in approval?
Okay. Yeah. So I mean, okay. Yeah. So if you are going to put all questions, then it's fine. But if you wanted to answer that, yeah, we are still going by that guidance.
Okay. Second question is on the where do we stand regarding project launches in Wellesley Road, Sarjapur, and Thane? I mean, what is the current stage of approvals for these projects?
So Wellesley Road, Pune, we are planning to launch this quarter, December. December is what we are planning to launch. We are well on our way in terms of approvals. Sarjapur will be in Jan, Q4. And Hindalco will be more likely in March of Q4.
Okay, okay. Great, great. So we are on track in this.
Yeah, period. we are.
Third question is for Snehal sir. Sir, for the paper business this year, what do you think would be our EBITDA margin in FY25? And in terms of cash flow, will you be able to generate at least 300-400 crore of net cash flow from this business?
No, Biplab, the answer is negative on the cash flow. I don't think we expect to generate any cash flow this year because half year is gone and there has not been a significant inflow of cash from the paper business. The outlook does not look very good, but we hope that it will be better second half. But we don't expect profits to probably reach even 50% of what we did last year.
Okay. Thank you. That's all.
Thank you, Biplab.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Himanshu Zaveri, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Katie. I would like to know, do you think the real estate prices have peaked as of now in Mumbai and where we have most of the important portfolio? And we should go a little bit now on volumes too, as price appreciation from this these prices looks difficult now onwards.
Yeah, thanks for that question, Himanshu. Yeah, I mean, we have always looked at volumes, all times. All of our launches, if you have noticed that we have been able to garner very strong volumes, and we stand by that, idea. As far as prices are concerned, I think there is, the markets, as I mentioned to you earlier, as mentioned earlier in this call, that the inventory levels are still pretty low, hangovers are very low. So I think there is still quite a bit of upside left in the markets, especially Mumbai, Bangalore, NCR, all of these markets. I think there is a good amount of upside still left. Supply demand gap is still quite wide. Number of players are also fewer. There's a lot of consolidation in the industry. Demand seems to be very strong, and so if the product is good, backed by a strong and reliable brand, I think there is a very good upside still left in the market. That's my belief.
I particularly was asking about the Niyaara project because I think we are already around selling around the 90,000 per square feet, right? So do you think the prices can still go up from here on? That's what my question.
I think given the as we progress in our construction and the project gets closer to completion, I think there is a very good room. There is still quite a bit of room for appreciation. I'm largely looking at the developments around. There is going to be a business district coming next to it, top-notch hotels, five-star hotels coming close to that. There is a second access coming behind the project. So lots of new stuff is coming. So the value creation from here is going to be phenomenal. So I think there is a very good, strong upside still left in this project.
And the new land which we acquired, it is just next to Niyaara, right?
Yeah, it's touching Niyaara, the boundary. It's a part of Niyaara, and it was always ours, but anyway, there was some dispute.
Yeah, but there was a...
Yeah.
So that is also going to be full residential, like...
So largely it will be residential, but we'll look at other options also. We're still in the drawing board, figuring out what best to be done.
And premium only, right? Like 3, 4, 5
We haven't taken a call. It will be a separate project. To say from that point of view, the positioning and all depending on market conditions, we'll think about it.
And don't you, the same thing you feel is for the NCR market also, because there also the pricing is very, very strong, right?
Yeah, NCR also demand is very strong. If you look at the recent launches of the few players that have land there, every launch has been a sellout and every launch has been pretty strong. Prices have been very, very strong. So I expect that momentum to continue.
Correct. And now we also have quite a few parcels where we can...
Yeah, we're pretty excited about that.
Okay. Good luck, Kitty. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Krishna from Ashika Stockbroking. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. So my one question is that I quickly wanted to understand the consumer mix. How much of it is driven by investors and how much is driven by first-time users for the residential projects?
Yeah, difficult call to make, Krishna. We don't know how many of them are. To the extent possible, in our sales, we would like to believe that they are all actual users, but by the very fact that willing to wait till the product is delivered, there is also a element of investment coming in there. What we try to do is that for all our projects, we as soon as 10% is collected, we do the stamp duty registration, the GST, etc. We have some rules saying that you can't sell for 3 years, or at least till 50% of the payments are made. So it's, despite that, if you see people coming in, we really don't care whether they're investors or actual users. Because all we care is that they're all long-term players. They're seriously interested in buying this and they're not flippers. So,
okay, got it.
Yeah. So from that point of view, I think we're getting very pretty strong traction.
Okay, got it. So follow-up question to that, like you mentioned that you set up an office in Dubai and we also plan to set up offices abroad. So what percentage of the sales or booking do we see from these?
Yeah. As of now, we are seeing about 20-25% of these bookings coming from international markets.
Okay. And okay. And any specific project or market that it comes for?
For both our Niyaara sales, Silas, we had very strong response from both Singapore and Middle East and US. And now in the recent Bangalore launches also, we saw very strong traction from all these markets, Singapore, Middle East, US, UK, yeah.
Got it. So one more question, if you could just mention the total sales that we have done, like the collection, how much of it is coming from home loans? Like what is the percentage of collection from home loans?
Yeah. So I don't have that number offhand, Krishna. Maybe we can give it to you. But the projects right now, the launches have been very recent in Bangalore. So there is not. It will still take time for people to go and fetch home loans. But if you look at Silas, there have been very few people have taken home loans. The product at Worli, very very few, hardly anybody has so far went for home loans. But generally, I look at the Bangalore market. We see 60-70% people taking home loans.
Okay, got it. And one last question, if you may ask, how do you see the competition in the NCR region, given there are a lot of new players entering and also existing players having a good hold in the market?
NCR is a very broad market. If you look at Noida, there's hardly any supply, hardly any new projects. Launch very few projects are being launched. There's virtually no supply there. Price, there's huge demand there. Demand far outstrips supply. People are waiting for the right projects to come. There are a lot of stuck projects and half done projects because of which there's a lot of unmet demand. So there's a very distinct leaning towards stronger, dependable branded players. If you look at Gurgaon, again the number of players has dwindled a lot from what it used to be. There may be a slight increase from what it used to be last year or year before last, but if you look at the overall picture in the last 10 years, it has drastically reduced. The number of lands availability has also drastically come down. So in both these markets, I see a very strong opportunity for growth.
Oh, got it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Chirag Sureka from UTI Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yes, good evening. So in terms of the land acquisition which we did in Worli, I think where we mentioned the land cost was around 1100 crores. Have we made the full payment or is
it? We have made the full payment, Chirag. Full payment has been made.
Okay. And for the other, sure, sir. And for the other acquisitions, is there any component of pending land payments?
No. Others anyway, it's our own land, so there's no question of any land.
Okay, but other acquisitions like.
Okay. And yeah. So in terms of debt cap, like previously we have been guiding that we'll try and keep it about 1x in terms of leverage. So are we continuing with that stance or is there a relook in terms of because of the growth opportunity?
We are comfortable. Right now I think we are 0.7 or something on a stand. We are looking at it on a standalone basis. I think we are 0.7 or something as of today. And we maintain that we will be around 1 at the most.
Okay, sure. Got it. That's it from my side.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vivek Ramakrishnan from DSP MF. Please go ahead.
Hi, Chirag. This asked a lot of my questions, so let me ask another question then. In terms of Niyaara 2, do you see, you know, you said you sold 77, so I think 77 out of 148. Do you see the sales momentum as per your projections? And in a, looking into the medium term, the question is this. I understand that you're bullish on the market and you're acquiring and you're raising debt for that. And what is the point where you would say, I mean, what is the art or science that you're going to use to say that, okay, this is the, you know, from now on we'll go for self-sustaining cash flows? Those are my two questions. Thank you.
Yeah, so the first question on Niyaara sales, yeah, I think we have done much better than expected. We didn't expect such a strong sales momentum. So I think this has been a positive surprise for us. And of course, there has been a little lull in the first quarter because after a strong sales initial launch and being the last quarter, Q1 being a little bit of election, etc., there was a kind of a slowdown. But it's again picking up now. I see the momentum again picking up. Yeah, and in terms of, I don't know what your question clearly was, but I think if it is self-sustenance, means I think there's a lot of collection that we're expecting from these projects going further down based on the progress and milestone billings. So, but more importantly, I think there is so much potential for growth. There is so much demand. So we would like to really take full advantage of that. So we'll keep looking for growth opportunities. Self-sustenance will happen whenever, you know, that happens. But I think we don't want to miss out on the growth opportunities. So whenever there is a right project or the right valuation and we think there's a right demand, we will always look for the capital resources to acquire that.
So
that's
Vivek,
not going to be constrained.
Vivek, I feel here. To answer your question specifically, quite honestly, for our launch projects, we are already self-sustaining ourselves. So we are, you know, in a negative working capital situation. What after providing for all corporate overheads, etc., and all that stuff, we are still yet to reach a position where we will have free cash flows, which will fund the growth capital. Right now, funding for the construction of our launch project is not a problem. We are already positive on the operating cash flows, and only when I think couple of years when our projects come, most of the project come into fulfillment, probably that is the time when we'll start having free cash flows from the real estate business, and we expect that to then keep on funding the growth capital of the real estate business further. I hope that helps you.
Yeah, that does. Yeah, perfect. In fact, I think you mentioned that last quarter also at 67%, 60% sales, you are self-sustained for a project. If I can just ask one more question, in terms of execution of projects, are you facing any challenges due to availability of labor, or any of these issues affecting the real estate players, or is it all going as per plans?
So, Vivek, as things stand today, everything is fine.
broadly all our execution is on plan, within budgets, no issues there. But if the market continues to grow along with the infrastructure growth, the Indian economy continues to grow, we may have to look for more contractors, more skilled labor, mechanization of construction, modernization of construction, modular construction, etc. Because the kind of demand which we expect both in real estate and in infrastructure, the construction, the availability of good contractors could be an issue. And further downstream, the availability of skilled labor could be an issue. So we may have to find solutions for this in the long run.
Thank you. Wish you all good luck and season's greetings.
Thank you. Thank you, Vivek.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Akshay Ajmera from Nirzar Securities LLP. Please go ahead.
Yes. I am Hitesh Doshi here. Good afternoon, KT sir and the entire team.
Hi, Hitesh.
Hi.
And congratulations on name change of the company reflecting Aditya Birla Group. So, sir, my only question is that can we have a breakup of this 43,000 crore GDP of Bombay, in which 10,000 is ongoing and 33,000, because there is some confusion, is that does it include the Kalwa land total potential or part of it? Does it include the 10 acre of employees quarter land in Worli, and does it include the Wadia land we acquired? And my second question is that the 10 acre of Wadia, Mr. Wadia's land which you acquired recently, what FSI we will get, what kind of carpet area we can sell out of that? Thank you so much.
So, Hitesh bhai, Thane is about 7,600 crores in a conservative basis.
Okay.
This new acquisition in Worli is about 2.6 million square feet. Right? So, that's for 15,000 crores. 14 is what we have currently assumed on a more conservative basis, looking at the kind of supply. Then, we had 20,000 crores in, from the previous 30 acres. So 20 plus 14, 34 plus 7, so that's 43. Okay. So at least, yeah, it can only be, 43, 43 and a half is so definitely there on a conservative basis.
Okay, so this include entire potential of the Hindalco land, or is it partial?
No, it's full potential.
Okay, full potential. And even the 10 acre of the employee quarter is included in this?
Yes.
Well, yeah, all that is included. That is all included.
Thank you so much, and wish you all of you a happy Diwali.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Akash Gupta from Nomura. Please go ahead.
Hi, KT sir. Hi, everyone.
Hi, Akash.
Hi. Sir, my first question is with respect to Niyaara. I was just seeing your sales. So, Niyaara sales were weaker on a quarter-on-quarter basis. So, I wanted to understand why is that so, because Oberoi's project 360 West had a pretty strong momentum even in the second quarter.
So I can't speak about maybe that's a ready possession, ready to move in. As you know, we had an extremely strong, super strong launch where there was a lot of excitement, and most of those people picked up during that period. So obviously, after such a strong response, there is always going to be a little bit of lull. All I can assure you is that it's again picked up momentum now. We are having a very strong month is going. I mean, the response has been fed. There's a huge amount of interest again generated, and this is expected. This comes in bits and spurts. Initially, there is with the launch time, there is momentum, but our momentum was much higher than what we expected. Then, of course, that's followed by a little bit of lull, and now again it picks up in the festive season and the year end. Q3, Q4 is largely when this momentum picks up for various obvious reasons. So we are not at all worried, because what we had expected as our business plan, we have already covered all of that during the launch season itself.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And just wanted to understand, this quarter our residential EBITDA margins came in at roughly 11%. So what was the project level margins for this 30%, quarter?
30% for all projects.
30%. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I heard during the call that one of our projects was delayed to the next financial year. So I just wanted to understand, based on our current launch pipeline, what projects are we planning in the third quarter and what projects are we planning in the fourth quarter?
I had mentioned a little earlier that we are planning our Wellesley Road, which is Sangamwadi in Pune, this quarter. Then we are looking at Sarjapur in Bangalore, another phase of Trimaya in Bangalore next quarter, Q4. And also we're looking at Thane launch, Thane project, the Hindalco land, that project launch in Q4. And to make up for IHP, we are trying, we're not too sure, to launch the Sector 31 Baumol project also. We may be touch and go. We may be able to do it, we may not be able to do it, but we're trying to get that also in the next quarter.
And despite the delay in launches, are we still sure to reach our guidance of 7,000 to 8,000 crores in pre-sales?
At this point of time, Akash, we are reasonably confident.
Okay. And so just one final question. On the consolidated level, we were looking at debt of roughly 4,000 crores this financial year, and we are already at roughly 4,500 crores at 1.1 times net debt to equity at a consolidated level. So just wanted to understand, like, towards the end of FY25, how are we looking at net debt to equity at a consolidated level?
So Akash, I think I answered this question at the beginning of the call. Maybe you're looking at a consolidated basis. I think you should probably look at a standalone basis, which is more important. And I think we are still sticking to the point that we will be around 1 as far as the debt-equity ratio goes. And right now, I think we are somewhere close to 0.7, 0.8 or something, anywhere between that. And I don't see, and I think the when we were talking about it, we didn't have the Wadia land deal in our calculations. So that has kind of slightly changed the apple cart for us. But then at the end of the day, it was a very attractive deal, which we could not leave for. One is about being in the vicinity of a larger land parcel, as well as the attractive pricing that we got. But we are still comfortable. As I said, our net debt on a standalone basis is right now 3,000 crores. So we can easily, you know, if required, stretch ourselves to 5,000 crores if required on a standalone basis. Maybe we will be slightly above the 1 ka this, but we will also, of course, see that we are spending it on some good acquisitions.
Okay. That's all. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Deep Mehta from Bank of India Mutual Funds. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity and congratulations for a very stable quarter, both in terms of pre-sales as well as attractive BD deals. Two questions. First is a clarification which I would like to ask. We talked about potential fundraise from private equity investors. So we are talking about fundraise in the project at project level or on at holding company?
At project level.
Project level. Okay. So no potential fundraise at the
holding. No.
Okay. Very clear. And my second question is regarding our pre-sales guidance for the year. If we have to meet our guidance, we'll have to do significant pre-sales jump in H2. So this elevated H2 will be led by new launches or from sustenance from existing projects?
No, it will be largely through new launches.
Okay. And
primarily driven by new launches.
Sure. So my last question was that if you can share the potential GDV of each of the launches which we are planning in H2.
I'll broadly try to share it. So Wellesley Road, which we are planning this quarter, is about 1,050 crores. Sarjapur, which is going to be a very big launch in Bangalore in Q4, is about 2,700 crores. New phase of Trimaya is another 7 lakh square feet, will be roughly about 700 crores. The last phase of Navya will be about 1,400 crores. And Hindalco launch, which we are planning in March of Q4, that is expected to be about 1,800 crores, the first phase.
Understood, sir. It was very helpful and that's all from me. Thank you and festive greetings to you and the entire team.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ishita Lodha from Swan Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. I have a question with respect to the cash flow statement. So if I come to presentation page number 32, I see that the project development cost is around 3,441 crores. Now, I understand that 1,100 crores was spent towards the Walia Group land acquisition. Then maybe around 500 crores for the other business development activities we did in Gurugram acquisition and Manjari Pune. So what about the balance 1,900 odd crores? Like, can you throw some light on that?
Yeah, one sec. So can you? Yeah, just a minute.
We've also acquired land at sector 71. Then we made some payments for the land at sector 31. We've also made payments for the Kalwa land. So all of that is comprised in the cash flow which you have included therein, and there is also a working capital adjustment because in, so that is also factored in the overall. So the gross amount is recorded in project development cost, but that also includes the development cost which we have incurred on the projects. And
so Ishita, this also includes construction cost incurred on the existing project that we have launched.
Okay, got it. Also, one other question that I have is on the Walkeshwar launch. I see that 23% has been sold so far. So, this seems to be muted versus the other launches, the response we are getting on the other launches. So, is it because it was launched towards the end of the second quarter, or can you throw some light on this?
So, it's a very, very ultra super luxury project in South Mumbai. We have just about 8 apartments. 2 are already sold, and we have some very strong follow-ups on the other inventory also. Given the profile of these customers, they take their time, etc. But I think we already done 2, and the pricing have been at 1,50,000 per square foot. So, obviously, we can't do a Ramaya here, what we did, because that's about 1 crore average. So this is 50-60 crores per sector. So it has its own, characteristics. So, but we have, well, it's as per our plans. So it's going well from that point of view.
Understood.
If you look at these kind of, high luxury sales, you look at the other players, you see most of them, the bulk of it goes more towards the, when the product is,
Almost ready
or structurally ready, etc. Here we just launched and we already kind of done 2 apartments. We're looking at a few more for the end of this year. So I see, this project doing very well from that point of view.
All right. Thank you. That answers my question.
Thank you, Ishita.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Biplab Debarma. Please go from Antique Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. I have 2 follow-up questions. First question is on the development project development cost. Out of that, how much was the construction cost in the 1H FY25? And in second half of this financial year, how much project development cost do we anticipate?
Biplab, I suggest these bookkeeping questions we can take offline. You can connect, and take it from KOR. I mean, we want to take others' time on this. We can talk more about. I think we answered Ishita, so I think you should have got your answers there.
Okay.
Very detailed each project.
You
can always connect with KUR and take the number. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. That's all, sir. Yeah.
Thank you. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to the management for closing remarks.
Thank you all for participating in this earnings phone call. If you have any further questions or would like to know more about the company, please reach out to our IR manager at Valorem Advisors. Thank you so much for your time. and have a good day. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Batliwala and Kirani Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.